This episode of Thursday the 12th is brought to you by Hogan Energy. Hogan Energy. Hogan Energy. Energy. Hogan Energy. Energy.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, dude, you gotta take a stand. It don't help to hide, Jack. So whether you're slamming giants, flexing those 24-inch pythons, or hanging and banging in the gym, make sure you train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and drink Hogan Energy. Hogan Energy. You'll shit your pants, brother.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Jason, creative genius and hand model extraordinaire, and you're listening to Rich Masotti on Thursday the 12th. It could be on another date, but he said to say Thursday the 12th.
She's sweeter than gelato from Sicily.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Flip, flying, flop, and trip my chop. You're listening to Thursday the 12th with R2M.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect.
The 92nd Academy Awards are tomorrow night. And here are your nominees. For writing original screenplay, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Marriage Story, and Knives Out. I haven't seen any of them. For writing adapted screenplay, The Two Popes, Little Women, Miss Elizabeth saw that, Joker, we saw that, Jojo Rabbit, and The Irishman, screenplay by Stephen Zaillian. Of course, we're going with The Irishman. For visual effects, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, 1917, The Lion King, Avengers, Endgame, and The Irishman. Pablo Hellman, Leandro Estebecorena, Nelson Sepulveda Fauser, and Stefan Grabley. Of course, we're going with The Irishman. For the visual effects they applied to Mr. De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci, aging, de-aging, and fast-forward aging them across the multiple decades depicted in the film.
Hey, Mirage Mang, how are you?
Good.
Okay, my 80.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
For sound mixing. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Joker, Ford versus Ferrari, and Ad Astra. We've only seen Joker there. The category is sound mixing. For sound editing, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Joker, and Ford versus Ferrari. Again, we've only seen Joker so far. For short film, live action, A Sister, Saria or Saria, The Neighbor's Window, NEFTA Football Club, and Brotherhood. We haven't seen those. For short film animated, Sister, Memorable, Kit Bull, Hair Love, and Dicera, parentheses, Daughter. We haven't seen those. For production design, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Jojo Rabbit, and The Irishman. Production design, Bob Shaw. Set decoration, Regina Graves. Of course, we're pulling for The Irishman, and haven't seen anything else in that category yet. Oh, we'll come back to this. Music, original song. Stand Up from Harriet. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. I'm Standing With You from Breakthrough. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man. And I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away from Toy Story 4. I'd be happy if Rocket Man won that. I'm sure Toy Story 4 was cute. For music, original score. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. 1917. Marriage Story. Little Women. And Joker. Miss Elizabeth saw Little Women. She wasn't impressed. We both saw Joker. I don't have a pick at this time. For makeup and hairstyling, 1917. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Judy, Joker, and Bombshell. For international feature film, Parasite, Pain and Glory, Les Miserables, Honeyland, and Corpus Christi. I might be inclined to root for that just based on its name, but I'd be happy to see Parasite win this award. For film editing, Parasite, Joker, Jojo Rabbit, Ford versus Ferrari, and The Irishman, Thelma Schoonmaker. And the Oscar goes to The Irishman. For documentary, short subject, Walk, Run, Cha-Cha, St. Louis Superman, Life overtakes me. Learning to skateboard in a war zone, if you're a girl. And in the absence, we haven't seen these. Documentary feature, Honeyland, Fursama, The Edge of Democracy, The Cave, and American Factory. The Cave sounds familiar. I might be interested in that. We haven't seen any of these. For directing, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, Joker, and the Oscar goes to The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. For costume design, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Little Women, Joker, Jojo Rabbit, and Sandy Powell and Christopher Peterson for The Irishman. And I can vouch for those folks, those moms and dads, because I wore one of those costumes. For cinematography, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, The Lighthouse, which I think I want to see, Joker, and Rodrigo Prieto for The Irishman. The Irishman. Animated feature film, Toy Story 4, Missing Link, Klaus, I Lost My Body, and How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. For actress in a supporting role, Margot Robbie for Bombshell. Ah, fine, ghoul. It wouldn't be an episode without this, though, right? All right, stand by, moms and dads. Good afternoon. How may I help you? I'm all right, and you? That's optional. But bathing suits aren't required for the float. If you're looking to make a change or go out to eat after or anything like that, you'll have space and time to certainly shower off and freshen up and do that. They come in, exactly. Most people wear the same. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, where are we? That floater, 10:30. Yeah, if you're here a little after 4, I'll be able to get you in a little early. Okay? No problem. Bye-bye.
Horsbians. For actress in a supporting role, Margot Robbie for Bombshell, Florence Pugh for Little Women, Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit, Laura Dern for Big Little Lies, for Marriage Story, and Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell.
Boy, Richard Jewell went in and out of the theater with no fanfare, huh? All these friggin' dramatic, cryptic trailers that played. And it spent a day in theaters. Kathy Bates. Bleh. Aside from maybe 6 feet under. Okay.
Margot Robbie, Florence Pugh, Scarlett Johansson, Laura Dern, and Kathy Bates.
Miss Elizabeth saw Little Women. I don't have a horse in that race.
Actress in a leading role. Renée Zellweger for Judy. Charlize Theron for Bombshell.
Actually, we wanted to see that. Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. She's a good young actress.
Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, and Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Oh, here we go. Yes, Scarlett Johansson has a supporting and leading nomination. Once again, Renee Zellweger, Charlize Theron, Saoirse Ronan, Scarlett Johansson, and Cynthia Erivo. Miss Elizabeth saw Little Women. We haven't seen the others. Oh, we'll come back to that. Actor in a leading role. For the Two Popes, Jonathan Pryce. For Joker, Joaquin Phoenix. For Marriage Story, For Marriage Story, Adam Driver. For Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio. And for Pain and Glory, Antonio Bandejo. So let's see. Oh, we got to come back to that. Shite. All right, one more time. Actor in a leading role. Jonathan Pryce, Joaquin Phoenix, Adam Driver, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Antonio Banderas. Oh, that's all the categories? All right, let's go back now to the two I skipped. First, for Best Picture. Lots of movies nominated this year. Parasite. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 1917. Marriage Story. Little Women. Joker. Jojo Rabbit. Ford versus Ferrari. And Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Jane Rosenthal, and Emma Tillinger-Koskoff, producers on The Irishman. Best Picture, mother's father. Let me try that again. Mother's father. Mother's father. And last, but certainly most, for actor in a supporting role. This guy doesn't deserve it. Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't hate Brad Pitt, but he probably doesn't deserve it. For the Two Popes, Anthony Hopkins. For A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tom Hanks. Now let's just review. Actor in a supporting role. Pitt, Hopkins, Hanks, and for The Irishman, Joe Pesci. And for The Irishman, Al Pacino. Let's review again. For actor in a supporting role, listen to this. Pitt, Hopkins, Hanks, Pesci, Pacino. You don't get any better than this, folks. Your winner, and still, Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Al Pacino. There you have it, folks. The nominees for 2020's 92nd Academy Awards, airing tomorrow night on some network with no hosts. Tune in for more. We'll be watching live. You heard it here on Thursday the 12th. I'm Rich Masotti, rooting for The Irishman and Al Pacino all the way. See you tomorrow at the Oscars.